Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this autumn Sunday afternoon, November 17th, don't miss the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy's lecture today at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. The speaker, Dr. Marek Michalski, the topic, Spirit of Capitalism in Poland. And as always, Chopin's concert, Rondo Krakowiak, welcome you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And on this autumn Sunday afternoon, we'll begin with Kora and this oldie, a tango, Pamiętasz, Była Jesień, It Was in the Autumn.
Była jesień, mały hotel pod różami, pokój numer 8, staruszek portier z uśmiechem dawał klucz. Na schodach niecierpliwie całowałeś pokryjomu moje włosy. Czy więcej złotych liści było, czy twych pieszczot miły dzisiaj nie wiem. Szedłeś potem nagle, drzwi otwarte, liść pod lewem, wiatr upadł mi do nóg. I wtedy zrozumiałam, to się kończy, pożegnania, czas już przekroczyć próg. Pamiętasz, była jesień, pokój numer 8, korytarza mrok. Już nigdy nie zapomnę hoteliku podróżami, choć już minął.
From Poland, Poland's foreign minister has pledged to strengthen efforts to help expatriate Poles stay connected with their native country and encourage them to return home. Speaking in Poland's upper house of parliament last week, Radosław Sikorski said that starting next year, his ministry would intensify initiatives aimed at bringing Poland closer to people of Polish ancestry living abroad. He mentioned plans to offer descendants of Polish immigrants opportunities for internships in Poland, combined with Polish language training. Sikorski also announced civic education programs intended to help members of Polish communities abroad become more actively involved in local initiatives. In this way, we aim to nurture a group of Polish diaspora leaders who will engage in the social and political life of their countries of residence, thereby supporting Polish interests in their local politics. In recent years, politicians across the spectrum have encouraged Poles abroad to consider returning, saying that Poland's economy is prospering, wages are increasing, and the job market is improving. The Polish diaspora is estimated at around 20 million people, roughly half of Poland's population. And the foreign minister added, through various channels, we are working to secure the release of our compatriots imprisoned by the Lukashenko regime, primarily Andrzej Poczobut, who was sentenced to 8 years in a penal colony in a fabricated trial. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let's rock the house with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, Saturday, November 16th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Cash Bar and Kitchen 2. For tickets and information, phone John Wisniewski, 215-906-1825. Don't delay. Call John for a rockin' good time Saturday, November 16th with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, 215-906-1825. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, the Social Committee for the Protection of Warsaw's Old Powązki Cemetery has marked 5 decades of efforts to preserve the site's historic heritage. During an anniversary gala, the committee's chairman, Marcin Święcicki, said that funds raised through annual campaigns have enabled the restoration of around 1,700 tombstones and chapels. Among these are 110 gravestones along the Avenue of the Meritorious, the final resting place of celebrated writers, actors, musicians, and public figures, as well as 11 tombstones of Fryderyk Chopin's family members, and the graves of pre-World War II speakers of the Polish Parliament. The Social Committee for the Protection of Warsaw's Old Powązki Cemetery was founded in 1974 by music critic Jerzy Waldorf, who served as its chairman for 25 years until his death in December 1999. Over the past 50 years, the committee has been a vital force in conserving the cemetery, which dates back to 1792, and is known for its remarkable tombstones, many of which are considered works of art. Poles traditionally visit family graves to lay flowers and light candles on All Saints Day on November 1st and All Souls Day on November 2nd. This year, the fundraising drive at the Powązki Cemetery was held for 3 days, from November 1st to November 3rd. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. A Taste of Poland in Port Richmond. Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, here at WWDB 860 AM. And today, Radio Polonia's Galloping Gourmets bring us mushrooms, toadstools, and shrooms.
You're tuned to Warsaw. Polish fusion, Polski fusion, the Polish palate. The Polish quest for taste, pierogi, pizza, kebab, molecular cuisine, tales from the Polish kitchen with Agnieszka Bielawska, Elżbieta Krajewska.
Hello. Hello everyone.
Mushroom craze. Mushroom craze continues, and this year is absolutely crazy with mushrooms. No one expected it to be that way until because of the scorching heat during the summer.
Very dry summer.
But then came the huge rainfalls and, well, definitely not cold temperatures, but quite warm for this time of the year. And, well, it was really, the mushrooms were mushrooming wherever you looked around.
There they are, yes. And the crowds which went out in, at the crack of dawn to search for mushrooms. In Poland, it's a kind of religion, I think, one might say. Yeah, every year.
It is.
Yeah. Every year, everyone who loves gathering mushrooms sets out to gather mushrooms, has their own special place for the mushrooms, and boasts of the place usually on social media, and also boasts when they find their first mushroom, which is quite funny because some people go out in June and they say, yes, we've found our first mushroom at this time of the year. It's not typical, but there it is. There aren't those seasons when they're there, I think, 12 months when there's not a very cold winter. So you can go out in January and find mushrooms. But anyway, this year is particular. Everyone's out there gathering mushrooms. And if you walk early in the morning into any block of flats in Poland, you know when somebody has been out there gathering mushrooms.
Yes, because the one thing is gathering mushrooms, which is quite a pleasant, I would say, pastime, because you have to watch out for the ticks, of course, which are still there, unfortunately, because it's lovely. You smell the forest, the wind is blowing, the leaves are whistling, and it's really nice. But then comes the harder part, which is like doing something with the mushrooms. And here we go. Some of us, of course, pick a little vinegar because that's another staple. Then majority of us also dry the mushrooms because it is something that we always need when Christmas time comes. Some of us freeze them. Some of us, put them into jars. And so, yes, the whole block of flats smells of mushrooms.
Absolutely wonderful.
This year is very particular because there were parts of Poland which unfortunately were victims of the heavy rainfalls and floods. And there, even though the mushrooms also were there, the sanitary inspectorate has warned, issued warnings not to pick the mushrooms from those regions because of the soiled water. But it is also a very particular year because people, you know, it's kind of a rivalry, isn't it? You have a basket for your mushrooms
every year,
and well, it's something like your adrenaline rise very high because you have to be better than the other pickers. So this year also saw people reserving their mushrooms. I was
funny.
I'm coming back for that one. Unbelievable.
You sort of wait until it grows and you really want to see it bigger than the tiny little one. But there's another thing. I said that people were boasting on the social media about the baskets. But what was quite strange to me that some people were actually boasting with their pick of what once we would have said were poisonous mushrooms, toadstools. And this is now quite a thing in Poland as well. I think it's international. We took some time for it to develop here as well. But people are actually picking mushrooms which are toxic, slightly toxic, drying them and, as they say, micro-dosing them. Yes, well, we do know that some of these toxic mushrooms are indeed used in folk medicine or in many kinds of medical supplements. But I think it's a bit, I don't know. I don't know if I'd do it on my own, quite simply.
Well, not really. And unfortunately, those who are doing it are also doing it on their own. And those who deal with mushrooms, mycologists, they always warn. And it's, again, a very common situation each and every year in Poland that people tend to pick poisonous mushrooms, eat them. And there are alarms of people being poisoned. So when you think of it, of course, in times gone by, especially in ancient Greece and Rome, they did use minute amounts of poisons to be prepared for attacks of poisoning, which were very common in those times. But I do not think that it's
especially that it's so easy, actually, to mistake mushrooms. If you're not if you don't know your mushrooms too well, it's actually quite, there is that threat that you might be picking the wrong ones. I think there's only one mushroom which is really, really deadly. However, most of the fatal accidents that we record in Poland every year with mushrooms do concern this particular one, the death cap, aptly named.
Very aptly.
The toadstools, the amanita, the lovely ones, you know, the ones, the red ones with the white flecks, the ones which we think of when we think of toadstools. Happily, they're not that toxic. These are the ones that are now popular in folk medicine or in popular medicine. I don't know what to call it, but with people. But luckily, these are not as lethal as the death caps. And the other thing is that because we love our mushrooms so much, we love the taste, very often the whole family eats them, which is another thing which the sanitary authorities always warn us not to do. If you doubt your mushrooms ever so slightly, don't feed them to the kids because they are mostly most susceptible to the poisons. But, that's the way it is, I think.
Well, the only mushroom that we leave alone probably is fly agaric. That's the one which
is the toadstool.
Yeah,
because it's lovely, because we know we think it's so poisonous, but it isn't. It's the ones which resemble the good ones, which are worse.
That is true. So the ones which look like porcinis and they are not, these are the ones that are most deadly. So we do have our...
Even the chanterelles have a toxic...
cousin?
Yes.
Yes. That is true. It is, if you're not really well versed in the
Mushroom law.
Yes, you should refrain from picking the ones that you're
not sure about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is a fact of life, but
well, it happens each and every year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner appropriately with Pójdziemy zbierać grzyby. Let's go mushroom picking.
Zapraszam dzisiaj ciebie. Pójdziemy zbierać grzyby. Najlepiej w ciemny las. Spędzimy pięknie czas. Zapraszam dzisiaj ciebie. Pójdziemy zbierać grzyby. Najlepiej w ciemny las. Spędzimy pięknie czas. A dzisiaj ty i ja. Koziki mamy dwa, te wszystkie grzybki znam. Zapraszam dzisiaj ciebie, pójdziemy zbierać grzyby. Najlepiej w ciemny las, spędzimy pięknie czas. Zapraszam dzisiaj ciebie. Pójdziemy zbierać grzyby. Najlepiej w ciemny las. Spędzimy pięknie czas. Borowik, a tam ris. Hurra! Hurra! Ja puszczę tam za nic. Ten całos mi się śnie. Ciszaj ciebie, pójdziemy zbierać grzyby. Najlepiej w ciemny las, spędzimy pięknie czas.
Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Let's rock the house with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, Saturday, November 16th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Cash Bar and Kitchen 2. For tickets and information, phone John Wisniewski, 215-906-1825. Don't delay. Call John for a rockin' good time Saturday, November 16th with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, 215-906-1825. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, invites you today at 3 p.m. to the next stimulating talk in the series in the Polish language. The speaker, Dr. Marek Michalski. The topic, the spirit of capitalism in Poland. The talk will be devoted to the analysis of the huge economic and political changes that have taken place in Poland after the transition from a centrally planned economy to a free market system. and sing with the Marcella Kochańska Sembrek Female Chorus, rehearsals at the Associated Polish Home every Monday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Like to sing? Join the chorus. And for more information, phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Janusz Laskowski and Żółty Jesienny Liść, those golden autumn leaves. Till next Sunday at 1:30 p.m., do usłyszenia!
Żółty jesienny liść tyle mi opowiedział, dałaś mi go bez słów. Jednak on dobrze wiedział, jesień wszystko odmienia, niesie smutek i łzy, lecz zawdzięczam jesień, że kiedyś kwitły psy. La, 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 la. Złoty liść opadł z drzewa naszych uczuć i marzeń, tule do ust i szepczę, że to nie takie proste. Złoty liść opadł z drzewa naszych uczuć i marzeń, tule do ust i szepczę, że to nie takie proste. Jesień wszystko zamienia, zwiędły liście wiatr. Miłość moja do ciebie wciąż trwa, wybacz, że trwa. Garstkę prochu liścia zostawiłaś po sobie, garstkę prochu wspomnień porwał jesienny wiatr, porwał jesienny wiatr, porwał jesienny wiatr, porwał jesienny wiatr. Jesienny liść tyle mi opowiedział, dałaś mi go bez słów. Jednak on dobrze wiedział, jesień wszystko odmienia, niesie smutek i łzy, lecz zawdzięczam jesień.